Blog Talk Radio.
If he is still around, he's still playing guitar. I mean, it gets in your blood, you know. He couldn't give it up if he had to. So that's the good. He could go to playing banjo or ukulele or not the same thing. Anyway, oh, thank you, Ann, for letting me know. I do appreciate that, darling. And we're going to start right in here. Here's one E sent me today. Santa, well, I say Santa Lucia. In the song, they say Santa Lucia. So, take your pick. George Baker. Jumping. Yeah, I've never heard it before, but it's kind of fun. So I like that. Poor Apache's having a real tough time here. Under my desk is in the sunshine because it shines in under the curtain, and he doesn't like that. But he doesn't want to lay away from under the desk. something about being close to me or something. A strange dog thing, you know. But from a strange dog, yes, okay. here's one. I just ran across this today when I was looking up something else, and this one happened to pop up in the same information blurby on the side. And I thought, you know, that is such a sweet song. So sweet. And I decided I was going to play it. So, first off, yes, I am going to play it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to find the information on that song. And it was written by Ben Wiseman and Fred Wise, recorded at Radio Recorders in Hollywood on November 7th of 1960. They recorded it for the movie Wild in the Country, and that is one of my four top favorites. They put it on Elvis for Everyone, Separate Ways, double features with Flaming Star and Wild in the Country and Follow That Dream. And, of course, the Time Life Collection, Volume 11. You know, they made sure it got around to where you could find it. So there's the information on it. And now we're going to listen very quietly because it's a wonderful, beautiful, short song from Wild in the Country, In My Way.
I may not be here tomorrow, but I'm close beside you today. So lie to me a little, say you love me a lot, and I'll be true to you in my way. Love never goes on forever, at least that's what wise men all say. So smile when you kiss me, tomorrow you may cry, but I'll be true to you in my way. Yes, I'll be true to you in my way.
Yeah, short and sweet guitar accompaniment. How does it get better than that? How does it get better? Oh, I tell you how it gets better is if you're there and you're the one he's singing to. That's how it gets better. But, oh well, you just can't have everything, you know. You can try, and you keep on trying. You keep on trying because you never know, right? You never know. Okay, this is an instrumental. And he sent this to me today as well. It's by the String-Alongs. Now, I don't know. That's just what they call themselves, the String-Alongs. And the instrumental is called Wheels.
Thank you.
hear that, you know, and they didn't do it. They just leave you hanging there expecting it and not fulfilling that expectation. Oh, well, that happens a lot. Expectations just kind of lie there. That's okay. You're better off not having expectations. And that way, when something happens, it's just wonderful. You don't have to worry about whether it was coming or not. I like it that way. That's a good way to have it. Okay. I'm going to do another Elvis song just because I can.
Okay.
And this one.
Not going to hurt my feelings.
I didn't think it really would. And would I listen anyway? honey, I listen most of the time, but when it comes to playing stuff on my show, I really don't. It's like, sorry, I'm playing it anyway. But I never hurt anybody's feelings by playing Elvis. So I don't have to worry about that. And this is one that I don't know why, but I've been thinking about this last couple of days. I think I heard it when I was looking at something on YouTube after the show on Sunday, I believe it was, and I heard this one, but it's just been in my head ever since. So I have to play it. I have to. And then it'll be three times worse, but that's how it goes. So this is Because of Love.
Because of love, I'm 100 feet tall. I can bounce this world like a little old ball. Well, heaven and earth are now all mine. I've jumped to the moon from cloud number 9. Because of love, I'm a mighty big man. I hold the sun in the palm of my hand.
Just one leaf I can cross the sea, jump over mountains and fly over trees. Because of love. Well, I found love, and all that I can say. Oh, I'll never let it get away.
Because of love, I'm the happiest. And life is sweet as cherry cream pie.
Well, heaven and earth are now all mine. I've jumped to the moon from cloud number 9.
Because of love. Oh, yeah. And a little bit of information on that was written by Ruth Batchelor and Bob Roberts. Recorded at Radio Recorders in Hollywood, March 27th, 1962. And it was recorded for the film Girls, Girls, Girls. And they put it on, of course, that soundtrack. And they put it on Essential 60s Masters, Volume 2. And, of course, the Time Life Collection, Volume 14. So he's on a lot of volumes in that Time Life Collection thing. Of course, he had a lot of songs. So why not? They could have filled a whole library with just his stuff. Why didn't they? Now, there's a question that we would like answered. It'll never be answered, of course, but, hey, it would be nice. Okay. Here's a song that he sent me this morning, and it's by Leonard Cohen. Now, if you ever saw a picture of Leonard Cohen, you would look at that picture and you'd go, man, that guy looks familiar. Why does he look so familiar? And then start looking. You know why it looks familiar? Because he looks like Dustin Hoffman. I hope he's a little bit taller, but what the hey. He looks like Dustin Hoffman. And it took me about 10 minutes to figure that out. That's it. At first, I was thinking somebody else. I was thinking somebody else, and now I can't even remember who it was I was thinking of at first because I finally found who it really looks like. Look it up and see. Look at a couple of pictures close next to each other. Leonard Cohen and Dustin Hoffman. See what you think. And anyway, this is a song. Listen to it. Just listen to it because it's going to take you right to that person where you want to be. It truly is. The name of it is Dance Me to the End of Love.
La 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 they play it. Touch me with your naked hand, touch me with your glove. Dance me to the end of love. Yeah, dance me to the end of love. Oh, dance me to the end of love.
Video's pretty cool too. You just sit there and watch it. You can't look away from it. It's really nice. It reminds me of one of those 1960s Greek or Italian set movies. You know, that's at, and they go into this downstairs coffee shop cafe, and this is where they're practicing their dance. It just reminded me of one of those old movies. I've been watching old science fiction movies all day, yesterday and today. Some of those are really funny. and I don't mean dialogue. I mean just strange funny. My goodness, 1950s science fiction. That was a little weird, early 60s. Yeah. You want to giggle, get into some of those. That's hilarious. Okay, they've moved on to the adventure stuff now. Yeah, the Romancing the Stone type stuff. Okay, anyway, that's enough of that. I've got another one that I ran across this last week. And it's kind of like, why didn't I know about this? I didn't know about this song. Why have I ever heard this song? Well, it's probably not that old, but I have no idea when it came out. And I don't think I want to find out because I'd probably slap myself. But this is Alabama. Yeah, you know somebody has to. Nobody else is here. Who else is here to slap me? So, hey, I've learned to do it myself. It's another one of those things you learn to do yourself when nobody else is around. Okay. Anyway. It's like falling. After a while, you know, it's like falling, honey. After a while, it comes natural.
He's going to show up at your door and slap you.
Oh my gosh! I got yeah. Somebody needs to someday. Maybe my mom will come by and slap me.
You probably wouldn't care if it was him.
Well, I can't see him. I can't see him slapping me anyway. But that's all right. I got to get those stairs changed too because I have already almost fallen down those stairs twice.
Oh my God! You're gonna kill yourself out there.
That was my thought. If I fall down these stairs, I won't have to worry about it because I will be dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's going to take care of Apache? I mean, you know. So I've got to get that ramp built because these stairs, they have a deeper than normal rise. And I'm too little. I can't deal with it anymore. I just can't do it anymore. It's like climbing a mountain. Who has to climb a mountain 3 or 4 times a day? Not me. Tough enough going for a walk. But anyway, I heard this song, was it Saturday, when I was putting music together for Saturday's show. And I had to play it. It's like, it's one of those songs when you listen to it, your mind just kind of starts wandering.
Yeah.
And you find out that your mind has wandered to where you want it to go, and you didn't even try to get it there. And it's just, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful song. Wonderful, wonderful song. Just listen to it and see what you think. It's Alabama.
Wander too far?
It's a wonderful song. One or two, huh?
Your mind wanders too far.
Oh, my mind's always
wandering.
Didn't you say
your mind wandered too far?
My mind wandered and found this song. So, you know, hey, it that's not how it works, but it sounds good.
I guess I need to turn up my hearing aid.
Or get a new battery, girl. Get a new battery. You need a new battery. Okay. Back to the atmosphere. Now forget it. The atmosphere is gone. Anyway, it's a really cool song. It's fantastic. It just grabbed me. It's called Touch Me When We're Dancing.
It was a great first show, Randy.
Thank you, man. I got something in my head. Go get everybody else. Let's see what we can work out.
Got it.
Play us a song we can slow dance on. We want to hold each other. Play us a groove so we hardly move. Just let our hearts beat together. Oh, baby, cause it feels so good. Like this, whisper in my ear and let me steal a kiss. Come on, touch me when we're dancing. You know you've got that loving touch. Oh, oh, touch me when we're dancing. I wanna feel you when I'm falling in love. It's the night and it feels so right. What my heart's saying to me. You're the one and I've waited so long. So let your love flow through me. Oh baby, cause it feels so good. We can be this close. You got me up so high. I could fly close to close. Come on and touch me. When we're dancing, you know you've got that loving touch. Whoa, whoa, touch me when we're dancing. I wanna feel you when I'm falling in
love.
Now, you gotta love that one, don't you? Don't you gotta love that one? I think so.
Yeah,
I think
an abrupt ending, but it's a very good song.
Very abrupt ending, but... And the video has him coming off of a rehearsal. No, it has him coming off stage after a first show somewhere. And he's got this song running through his head. And he says, go and get the guys. I got this in my head. And do you know how often that happens? Oh, man. Lots and lots and lots of times. You think you're going home at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning? No, 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 no. No. You might get home about 4 or 5, maybe. But that's about it. You're going to be stuck there until they get that down and it stops running through the brain. And that's all right. I mean, you know, that's all right. Because it usually ends up to be a really, really wonderful song. Okay, let's see. I'm actually looking for a song that I'm not finding. Let's try a different trigger word. Maybe not. Oh, well, if you do it that way, of course not. Hey, it's just not going to happen that way. Dum-dum-dum. Nope, that's not going to happen. And this is very frustrating because I've got the original of this song in it, but that's not what I want. And... what's really irritating is I may not play either one because I may have only got it halfway loaded up. I don't understand why. Well, Jingle Bells. Okay, we'll play something else and then I'll come back to this. I'll look for it somewhere else. I am frustrated now. That's all right. I'll live. It's been proven I can get frustrated and still live. It doesn't kill me. It doesn't kill me. It's like shrinking when you get wet. Not going to happen. So I don't have to worry about that anymore, thank goodness. Okay, here is the Kelly Family. And I got this one this morning as well, and it's called An Angel.
Wish I had your better wit. Had him last night in my dream. I was chasing butterflies till the sunrise broke my eyes. Now the sky has blown my eyes.
was pretty neat. And if memory serves correctly, that is a family, okay, a family singing group. And if I remember correctly, the person singing is one of the younger boys. I think it's fantastic. I thought it was one of their daughters. But then I saw the video. And
I saw
the video, and it was one of the sons. And it's like, hey, that's kind of cool. Okay. Well, hey, we can deal with that. Surprises are good. When it comes to music, surprises are good. Okay, here's the Goombay Dance Band. You guys remember old Goombay. We've played a few songs mm-hmm. by them. It's two guys and two girls. And they can sing. Man, they can sing. It just surprises me. If, here again, my memory, I mean, I want my steel trap back. Please, God, can you send me my steel trap back? It kind of rusted away, and I don't know where it is anymore. But something else I lost in the move. Okay. I still haven't found my stereo. So anyway, here's the Goombay Dance Band, My Bonnie. Now be truthful. Isn't that one of those songs that you guys used to, like, sit in your bedroom with your sister or your best friend, or walking the two blocks up to the grocery store and you'd sing that song? We did. That was one of them. All the time. Where did we learn it? I haven't the faintest idea. I really don't know. But we knew it. And it was one of the ones that we always sang. And, well, two of us, three older girls, were always singing. Diane was, she was too bashful to sing is what it really was. She could, but she was too bashful. So she didn't really get into that. But singing I could do. You know, going to a dance, being at a party, something like that, I couldn't do that. But singing I could do. So I did more than my fair share, I tell you. Okay, let's take a trip to the countryside. I've got a few of these country songs, and we're going to play some country today, okay? And we've still got a few up here that aren't country that E sent me this morning that we will get to. We're not going to leave them out, but I want to take a little time to play some country. So we're going to start with an Elvis song, and Help Me Make It Through the Night. Take 6 and 7.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose, let it fall.
I thought something blew out.
No, you know, that may be a little too heavy on an intro. Okay. Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose, let it fall. Laying soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong, I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow, 'cause tonight I need a friend. Yes, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong, I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow.
All right. Well, I don't know about Tiny Tim having a bigger hit, but hey, you know, anything's possible, right? But Kris Kristofferson wrote that, and he was the first one to record it, which, okay, yeah, he ought to be, right? And Sammy Kershaw recorded it, and those were the two biggest names that I know. I'm sure four or five other people recorded it. Elvis recorded it. So
I'll record it.
You recorded it. I've recorded it. It's in my phone. But, you know, so, yeah, like anybody cares, right? But, hey, I did. So, here's one. I tried singing this once, and it's like, I don't have the twang for it. I just don't have the twang for it. Without the twang, it's not the same. This is Loretta Lynn, the First Lady of Country. You ain't woman enough to take my man, and you better dang well believe it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, really.
You've come to tell me something. You say I ought to know that he don't love me anymore, and I'll have to let him go. You say
exactly when it came out, but I remember hearing it an awful lot when I was a kid. I really do. Well, Mama always had country music on, so why not, right? I heard it somewhere in there. I memorized it somewhere in there without trying, and you hear something off enough and you do. Okay, here's another one that Elvis did. Okay. And this is like, oh, really? Okay, that's cool. That's cool. It was written by Hank Williams. So what's that tell you? Yep, it is country. All the way, right straight down the aisle, no deviations. It is country. It was recorded at Radio Recorders in Hollywood on February 1st of 1958. Oh, Lordy, I was only two. It's on Elvis for Everyone, Welcome to My World, Like Never Before, and also the Time Life Collection, Volume 4, of course. They couldn't leave that out. So it got everywhere. It got everywhere. I wish that he had been able to do a little more country. I do, because you could tell he really enjoyed it. Well, you may have guessed by now, since Hank Williams wrote this song, and Hank Williams recorded it. It is called Your Cheatin' Heart.
Your cheatin' heart.
That was Vernon's favorite song. I can see that. I can see that. Hank Williams, I mean, he was so good. He was, you think, Hank Williams, Buck Owens, Johnny Cash, you know, you could name a dozen of the old country singers that epitomized country music. And this, I think old Hank might turn in his grave if he heard that. But then you never know. Probably. He might grab his old guitar and head up to the stage and join in, you know, because he loved music. So why not? Do something to it. Sounds good. People love it. Go for it. What the hey, right? There you go. Speaking of which, George Strait. Now, George Strait has been touted as the king of country music. Hey, you know, George Strait's good. Yeah, he's really good, but the king of country music? I'm not so sure about that. But whatever, he made a lot of money singing it, so fine. Good for him. Points he gets, and people will always remember him. So, here he is with a song that I love. I love this. Listen to it and you'll know why. It's called Give It All We Got Tonight.
Pretty little head on my shoulder. Pull over on the side of the road. My God, you're something like nothing I've ever seen. If I'm asleep,
sleep, girl, let me dream. Baby, fall into my kiss. It should just happen like this. Trusted so much that there's no one else but us. This moment that says it's alright. That's all we have in this life. This love, baby, give it all we got tonight. Summer honeysuckle, leaking through a roll down window. We both that seed lays back. Anything can happen. So imagine it'll never end. Just close your eyes and you can see that we are where we're meant to be. Baby, fall into my kiss. It should just happen like this. So much that there's no one else but us. This moment that says it's alright. That's all we have in this life. Baby, drink up this love. Give it all we got tonight. Give it all we got tonight. But like this, trusting so much that there's no one else but us. This moment that says it's so right, that's all we have in this life. Drink up this love, come on, give it all we got tonight.
That's one of the songs that just captured me. It's got me. I love that song. I don't care who sings it. I like that song.
One of the best.
Oh, and another little tidbit on that song that E did, Your Cheating Heart, that Hank Williams song. It not only was one of Vernon's favorites, that's why Elvis recorded it. Because it was one of his daddy's favorites. So, that's just another little interesting little tidbit toss out there for you guys to put in your bonnets. All right, here's the last country song I'm going to play, unless I find another one that's stuck in here someplace that I forgot about. But this is what we're doing with this one. I'll have some more next time. I do have a Cajun song that I am going to play next, and it's one that he sent me this morning. This one is by Trace Adkins. He's another real tall drink of water. Oh, my gosh, 6'5", something like that. Man. Anyway, honky tonk, but donkey donk. I love this one. It's fun.
Turn it up, son. All right, boys. This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud, and she might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes. Left, 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 right, left. Hustlers shooting 8-ball, throwing darts at the wall.
crawl, feeling damn near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky tonk, but donkey tonk. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh-wee, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how'd she even get them bridges on? That honky tonk, but Donkey Kong.
If you ever wondered, now you know. That's why regular bar hopping musicians that never get recognized or get into the concerts or get into the Vegas shows or anything like that, that's why they don't have any money. They don't do it for the money. They do it to watch the girls out on the dance floor. And if they're anything like the guys in my husband's band, they were waiting to see if something was going to fall off.
Oh, my word.
Oh, honey, sometimes it did. And they were just, they would just fall on the floor laughing. They thought that was so rich. It was hilarious. And it's like, I felt so sorry for the girl. But she knew what she was doing.
Mm.
She didn't want that to happen. She should have fastened her clothes on better, you know. My word, it was scary sometimes. It really was. But hey, the guys loved it. What can I tell you? The guys loved it. I think I was the only wife at that point in time, and the lead singer was a girl, and we just looked at each other and laughed. It's kind of like they knew what they were getting in for. It's their own fault. But anyway, get some safety pins, girl. Keep yourself together. But that's why I always laugh at that song. I always laugh at that song. It says, how'd you get them britches on? I thought, it doesn't matter. You're going to have to cut them off. So
Oh my.
It makes
oh
no
gosh.
Difference. It's hilarious. It's a totally different world, kids. It's a totally different world. So anyway, there was even one point, I forget what years it was, but oh Lordy. You would have to look real close because every once in a while, some cheeky poo would show up and she had had somebody, I don't know if it was a friend or she paid to have it done, I don't know. They painted her jeans on her. Literally painted her jeans on her.
Mm.
And she just had this little G-string that she wore and had painted jeans on. And if you don't think that was the freakiest thing, oh, Lordy, that was, oh, my word, never in a million years. No, thank you. I could never, ever, It died off very shortly, though. It didn't last very long. Thank you, God. Oh, but at least, hey, at least it was painted on. It couldn't fall off and it couldn't rip, right?
Right. I jumped in the pool one time and came back up without my top.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. Oh, my gosh.
I just kind of laughed and grabbed it and put it back on. I mean, what else can you do, right?
Yeah, I had to go underwater to put mine back on. Wow, that was embarrassing.
I was just standing there in the pool, just put it on. I mean, you know, it's not like nobody saw anything. Right there in front of God, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't take it back. It's already done. So just, you know, you cover it up and go on with it, whatever. They'll forget about it in a couple of minutes, and they always did. It only happened to me once. Thank you very much. That was one of the swimming suits I made, and the elastic wasn't quite tight enough. Almost lost my bottom. I almost lost my bottoms diving in once, and that swimming suit didn't get worn anymore. I wore it out to the lake once, and I fell asleep in the sun. And it was when I had a little heart cutout on the hiney butt, and I had another heart cutout just about where my tattoo is now. And I was lying on my stomach, and I fell asleep in the sun. And, you know, it blistered. It was bad. And, you know, I had that heart mark for about 4 years before it faded off.
Did you really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. That was a bad sunburn. Bad, 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 bad. Do not fall asleep in the sunshine. You will regret it. For a long time. So anyway, that swing suit kind of went, bye. Had enough of that stuff. We're done. I have no idea what really happened to it. I don't remember. I must have given it to Goodwill or something. Let somebody else have the problems. I can't bear to throw anything away, so I give it away. So anyway, I'm still like that. Okay, now we got a fun. We got a little jumping. We say, okay, he says, every show has to have a little bit of Cajun. And I said, well, yeah, for sure. We got to have some Cajun. It keeps you jumping, keeps it lively, keeps your blood moving. So, Ann, uncurl your legs, honey, because you're going to have to get up and dance on this one. This is Rusty and Doug doing Cajun Joe, Bully of the Bayou.
People still talks about Cajun Joe. Cajun Joe was the bully of the bayou. He'd fight anything, a beast or a man, in bayou waters or on dry land. In bayou waters or on dry land. At 16 years he won a victory, the longest battle fought in history. When Cajun Joe with the Thibodeau, he become the bully of the bayou. He become the bully of the bayou. He was the bully of the bayou. Son of a gun, had he
Cajun Joe met his Waterloo. He picked on a little one to his regret. 120 pounds soaking wet. 120 pounds soaking wet. Cajun Joe swung a mighty blow. He aimed for the head, but he swung too low. Joe got set for the second blow. When the little fella tore in the Cajun Joe, you couldn't even recognize the bully of the bio. He was the bully of the bio.
Yeah, that'll keep you jumping. That's good for the jumping and the dancing and the just yee-haw. You get out there and go, yee-haw! Nobody cares. They're all yee-hawing and jiving too. So, hey, good one. Okay, do you know how long it's been since I've been to a bar where they dance, or a bar of any kind? Oh, my word. It's been so many years, I forgot to count. It's probably been, oh, Lordy. 98.
I haven't 99. Been anywhere to dance since COVID yet.
Oh, dance in my living room. Dancing with myself. Oh, heaven help me. I need somebody to dance with, and that's not going to happen. So, okay. This one is for E because it's one of his favorites. And, you know, he gives me all kinds of music for my shows, and it's time to do something for him. So here is Sylvia's mother. And, honey, I got patches, too. The song.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave us alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Sylvia's packing, she's gone, be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvie, it's starting to rain. And Sylvie's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.
That song. I remember when Dr. Hook was quite the big deal back in 73, something like that, and it was quite a different thing with that guy wearing the eye patch. You know, nobody else had anybody in their band that did that. It was just amazing, and everybody,
yeah,
had their interest piqued because of that. So I think that helped them. Strange those things were back then. I really think that helped them. But anyway, how about Rod Stewart? I don't know how y'all feel about Rod Stewart, but I like this song.
Awesome.
This is a good song. Tonight's the night.
love you, Mama.
Totally cool. No, that wasn't me talking. I didn't do that.
Do what?
Well, you know, at the end of the song, they had, the girl was talking. You know, she was French. Of course, she's talking French. Mm-hmm. And I had to let you guys know that wasn't me. I wasn't on there talking to that dude. Uh-uh. I didn't do it.
Okay.
But can you imagine? Can you imagine going out for a nice dinner, and then of course you buy into the line of you want to go to my place for a drink, you know? And it's like, okay, I'll be stupid. Yeah, I'll do that. And just can you just? I mean, it just kind of, the song just kind of unfolds from there. And takes you through the whole scenario. I like that song. That's a good song. That's a good song. Anyway, mm-hmm. I have blueberries and cream for breakfast. Not that that means anything, but I thought I'd toss it out there.
Well, was it good?
Yes, blueberries and cream. You better believe it was good. Yeah. It wasn't strawberries, but those are in the other freezer, so, you know. I have them. I just didn't have them for breakfast. All right, here's another one. He sent me this morning, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's Wynonna Judd, and she's doing Burning Love.
I'm just a honka honka burning love.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, I have to agree. That girl can sing, that's for sure. Wish I could sing that good. Oh, my Lord. She's got this gravel in her voice that she can just pull out, you know. I don't got no gravel. They smoothed it and paved it over. So it's just not there. It never was there. But that's all right. Okay. Here's, I think of this as an Elvis song. This is Fame and Fortune, but this isn't Elvis. This is somebody else singing it, and they didn't put the dude's name on it, so Lord knows what. And it sounds like a duet, but here again, we're not real sure. Is he singing with a record? Is he singing with another person? Is he just recording over himself? Only God knows, because nothing was put on there to tell us what's going on with it. But here is Fame and Fortune, and he sent this to me this morning. It's a good rendition. You just don't know anything about it. On this song, it doesn't put this person's name on it. It doesn't put who he's singing with. He could be singing with the Elvis recording of it. He could be singing with somebody else. He could be singing with somebody else's recording of it. We have no information on it. They didn't put any of that information with this record. So just play it and like it and take it for what it is, because we don't know. Okay? So there it is. You know as much as I do.
Oh, I'll have sometimes. To confess. It was me.
It was you. Hearing you said you can't sing, you liar. Oh, you can get yourself in trouble one day, honey. Yeah, it's kind of disappointing when they don't put any information on it, you know. He could have just typed in the description, you know, that he was singing with the Elvis recording on this or whatever, or just him and his friend got together and we don't know. I dimly suspect that he's singing with the Elvis recording on that record, but you can't tell, so you can't say that. So, hey, hey, it is what it is, guys, and we're just going to like it and take it for what it is, because that's all I've got, okay? Let's do an Enya song. Maybe. Okay, did I spell it wrong? I could have spelled it wrong. Yeah, I could have.
No, I was laughing at Anne. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm laughing at myself. I'm just saying that. You can laugh whatever you want to, honey. I just can't. It's another one of these. Okay, how did I enter it in here? I thought I did it right, but evidently I didn't do it right. So, oh, one R and two B's. That doesn't work because that's not how you spell it, dimwit. Okay, this is Enya, and the song is called Caribbean Blue. And you guess what, guys? You can say that two different ways. I tried looking up what the proper pronunciation is, and the indigenous people that live there are the Caribbean Indians, okay? And they say since it's their island, it should be pronounced with their name. So Caribbean is probably the closest pronunciation that's correct. A lot of people say Caribbean, but it's not the Carib Indians, it's the Carib Indians. So take your pick, six to one, half a dozen to the other, and ain't nobody going to find you either way. So there you go. But here is the Caribbean Blue.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, Enya is good. She really is.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to play one that showed up to me when he sent it to me this morning as not available. Well, I looked down at who did it, and I thought, maybe. So.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Hello? It's crying again. It's crying.
Put me on mute. Hello?
I knew what it was this time. Last time I didn't know what the heck was going on. I thought maybe you had a loose critter outside your door and they were having to come and round it up or something.
Oh,
I knew what it was this time. So you're going to freak out those little puppies. My gosh. They're going to get traumatized with that sound. Oh, anyway, like I was saying, when he sent me this song this morning, it showed up to me as video not available. And I thought, well, let me see. I went looking. I found it. So, honey, here's for you. The Shape I'm In by Johnny Restivo. I found it.
I can't go, I can't stay. It's your fault, I'm this way. I ain't never been in the shape I'm in. I can't sit, I can't stand. But this feeling is so grand. Oh, and it never ends. Shape I'm in. You tell me no and you tell me yes and you keep my mind at rest. I'm not gonna ever rest. I'm gonna get to you, yeah. I feel good, I feel bad, I feel happy, I feel sad, but I love you all over again. I love being in the shape I'm in. I can't stay, it's your fault, I'm this way. I ain't never been in the shape I'm in. I can't sit, I can't stand, cause this feeling is so grand. Hoping it never ends. The shape I'm in. You tell me no and you tell me yes and you keep my mind a wreck. I'm not gonna ever. I'm gonna get to you, yeah. I feel good, I feel bad, I feel happy, I feel sad, but I'll love you all over again. I love being in the shape I'm in, yeah. Ooh, I love being that shape I'm in. Swing it, baby. Yeah. Shape I'm in.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I found it because I like that song. That is fine. Yeah, you
make
gotta,
your body rock.
Yes, and your mind and your emotions and anything else. Yeah, anything else you got that wants to rock. Yeah, you might not want to keep on going down that line, but, you know, hey, it's good. That's enough. There it is. Okay, I was looking for a particular song to end the show because guess what? I've only got 9 minutes left, but the song I'm going to take takes almost 5. So I'm going to take this opportunity to say thank you, everybody, for coming in. And I just want to let you know, I did find 7 daffodils as well. I'll do that on Thursday. And any dream will do will also go on Thursday. And the one that I couldn't find was I'll Be There. Why can't I find it? I don't know. I remember putting it in. So I will have to search it out and make it easier to find wherever I might run across it. So at any rate, that being said, we're out of time, kids. So I hope you enjoyed having this.
Already,
yes. I hope you enjoyed having the show on a Tuesday. I decided to keep it at the same time in the afternoon because we wanted to make it possible for E to be there, and we don't want to interfere with the wrestling schedule. So, hey, you got to think about those things. And everybody else, just kind of when I asked for the opinion last week, everybody kind of said, well, not everybody, but I had a lot of people come and say, yes, please keep it the same. So, it's the same. If you ever want to change it to 7 p.m., let me know. You know, maybe once in a while we'll do one a little later, and maybe we'll keep it at 4:30 all the time, 4:30 Eastern all the time. That's easy for me to get to. I'm used to it, and I don't go anywhere anyway, so 7 o'clock doesn't make any difference to me. But, hey, you know what? Thank you for joining me. We had a really good chat today. It was fine. And thank you, Sue, for coming and sitting in, even with your alarm bells ringing and everything. That's okay.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Keeps me on my toes. All of a sudden, I'm sitting up going, what?
Oh, God.
But that's okay. That's okay. We can do that. We can do that. And, yeah, I have I had somebody call me yesterday. I forget. But I had somebody call me today from Arizona. Well, his phone number is still from Arizona. He used to be the manager at the motel I worked at. And he asked me, he says, well, hey, Jen, you happen to have the combination for the safe behind the bar? And I'm going, what bar? What safe? I think you're talking to somebody other than who you think you are. And he hung up. And later I thought, I know who that was, because he had told me his name. And so I called him back, and I said, darling, it just occurred to me who the heck you were. But why are you calling me? Are you still in Wickenburg? What's going on? He says, no, I'm in Tonopah. And I says, I'm sorry. I've been to Tonopah. You gotta have sympathy for anybody stuck there. But yeah, he thought he was calling somebody else. He's working at hotels there in Tonopah. So it's like, hello, Will. Hope you found your combination. Can't help you there, honey. So nice to hear your voice. So anyway, you just weird things like that every once in a while just kind of crop up. And I got a call from the guys I sold the trailer to. Did you give us the title to that?
Oh,
I said,
goodness.
Well, if you check in, here it's been 7 months, it says if you check in the file, I left you a note saying you have to go and get the title because I paid for it, I applied for it, and they never sent it to me, so they still got it. You go get it. Well, we might need another bill of sale. We lost the bill of sale, too. Well, okay, I sold it to you. Send it to me, I'll sign it again, but you know, hey guys, you got to get your stuff together here. This is 7 months later. And it's like, okay, I'm glad I'm not that disorganized. So people are worse off. People are worse off, so it's okay. It's okay.
That's true. Well, thank you and Eve for the wonderful music. I enjoyed it very much.
Well, thank you for coming and hanging in with me, and I hope you're getting to feel better, and cuddle a puppy. It'll help. Just cuddle a puppy.
All those puppies are so sweet. I can't leave them alone.
They don't even have their eyes open yet.
And they're probably saying, who are you?
You're not
leave
close
us
enough.
Alone. Do what?
Yeah, right. If you were closer, I'd take one. But it makes the puppy a little bit expensive to come get it or to get it out here. So I don't want to spend that much for a puppy. So,
and they won't be very big.
No, they won't be very big, and they won't be difficult to get rid of either. They'll get adopted real fast, so it's okay. It's okay. Give one a little smushy smooshy for me. I love puppies. I love puppies. Anyway. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out. Thank you, everybody out in the internet land who came and listened to the show. I hope you enjoyed it. I sure had a lot of fun bringing it to you. It was fun today, and I think part of the fun was realizing it was Tuesday. So we're starting your week out right. We hope you feel good. Take that through. Wednesday's the next show, and we'll give you a booster shot. of music. How's that sound? So we'll be at regular time on Thursday, and then we won't have a show until Sunday. So we'll be on gospel on Sunday. So, hey, come on in, and we'll keep you going week round all the time. Just keep your music bones twitching. So here you go. There you go. Stay safe, be well, and be happy. Let the music roll, okay? And to sing us out, I've got Aerosmith. Don't want to miss a thing.
I'm close.